Nolte, National Recycling Directory removed after plastic bags ended up in landfill. By John Nolte on December 6, 2023. A national directory that told gullible do-gooders where to drop off their plastic bags for recycling was taken down after discovering that most of those bags were not being recycled. They were being tossed in the garbage. Only dummies are surprised by this. Honestly, how dumb do you have to be to believe recycling accomplishes anything? Everything comes from the earth, so how can it damage the planet to return what came from the earth back to the earth? Never in my life has anyone been able to explain how recycling does anyone any good. I remember talking to this guy who was pretty darn proud of himself for saving plastic bags to make park benches. "Why?" asked I. "Because then this plastic won't end up in the landfill," answered he. "But it will still end up in the landfill when they throw the bench away." "Yes, but no energy is being used to make the new plastic to make the bench." "Okay, but energy is being used to convert the bags into usable plastic. Isn't that a wash?" "Shut up, Nazi," said he. "Recycling is stupid. Products that come from the planet can't hurt the planet. And all the energy used to turn garbage into reusable material oftentimes exceeds the benefit. And as you will see about this national directory, it's oftentimes a con." In May, ABC News and affiliates used digital tracking devices to monitor plastic waste dropped off at Walmart and Target stores listed on the directory, reports the far-left Guardian. Of the 46 trackers placed, the vast majority never ended up at locations associated with plastic bag recycling. More. The directory's demise is indicative of a larger problem in the plastics recycling sector. Of the 51 million tons of plastic waste U.S. households generated in 2021, just 2.4 million tons, or 5%, was recycled, a Greenpeace report found last year. A major hurdle: plastic materials are expensive to collect and sort. There are thousands of different kinds of the material, and none of them can be melted down together. Even plastics of the same category often can't be recycled together. Bottles that are dyed green or blue, for instance, can't be processed with clear bottles made of the same kind of plastic. And few facilities have the capacity to sort so many different materials, the Greenpeace report found. It is a total waste of time and energy, yours and the planet's. Okay, I'm sure that in the same way that those who drive a coal-powered Prius feel all kinds of virtuous, that same smug feeling hits while dropping their bags off at Walmart. But just like driving that coal-powered car, it's all smugly symbolic. You're wasting all that time you could be using to eat cookies and watch Star Trek. But only the original Star Trek, because everything else is this. Wanna know what I think is bad for the environment? Dirty air. Dirty water. Litter. And because I hate dirty air, dirty water, and litter, I don't live in Democrat-run cities, which are the only places where you find dirty air, dirty water, and litter. The more left-wing the city, the filthier it is. Los Angeles, Oakland, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Detroit, New York, Baltimore, Seattle, St. Louis, etc. Honestly, y'all, don't be a gull. Throw it in the garbage. That's where it ends up eventually. Recycling is dumb. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.